It's meant to be an independent office. We fulfilled the campaign promise that we will set it up. And I put there, that was one part that I had to do with the constitution of the office, was put in there a man who was not a member of my party, very well known, was in fact a member of the opposition and a high-ranking member of it, but a man whom I had come across in public life and felt had the capability to do the work, that he himself had, was a person of integrity and was keen and interested in the fight. So I put him there. We have done our best to find the necessary resources to have this office work well. He's working. I'm sure at some stage or another, he's also going to give an account of his stewardship of that office. I do not want to be in a position to second guess what he's doing, and also to be making comments like, I'm not happy about what the special, coming from the president, those kind of remarks have a different kind of impact. He's supposed to be an independent operator within our space. Let it be so, and let him be able to continue to do his work. But the critical part is that the institution has been set up. By the way, when we're talking about the institutional capability, strengthening it. I even remember the Auditor General himself saying how refreshing he had found the attitude of the government in terms of strengthening his office. We bought vehicles for him and the audit service had not had any vehicles for X number of times. So that's it. There's also another aspect of the matter, which is something that people don't pay enough attention to, in my view. Until we came into office, the Public Procurement Authority made zero savings in their scrutiny of public procurement. Zero. I mean, and let me repeat it, zero. Procurement transactions that came before the PPA were approved as a matter of course, whether they were sole sourcing, whether they were restrictive tendering. Between 2017 and 2019, I don't have the figures for 2020 yet, as you can imagine, the Public Procurement Authority, despite all the problems there were with the now suspended chief executive of the Public Procurement Authority, saved 2.75 billion CDs in their scrutiny procurement transactions, either sole sourcing or restrictive tendering, i.e. they were doing their work, which they were required to do in scrutinizing public transactions and making sure that value for money was obtained by the public. It's a very important part in the fight against corruption. And as I say, I'm confident that the 2020 figures, when they come out, will continue this trend about savings in the public space. Okay.